Well, back in the U.S., you might have noticed extra security for outdoor events over the weekend after Las Vegas. I saw garbage trucks blocking streets for an Oktoberfest. Yesterday's Chicago Marathon saw heavily armed police officers walking the streets. But the race went off without a hitch, and it turned out to be a great day for American distance running. Here now is Alex Ashlock, has this report on the Chicago Marathon results.
Galen Rupp made history when he crossed the finish line first in the men's elite race in Chicago yesterday. He's the first U.S. runner to win the race in 15 years. But more than that, Galen Rupp is now clearly America's best marathoner. He won a bronze medal in the 2016 Rio Olympics. He finished second in this year's Boston Marathon, and now he's added this historic victory in Chicago. At the finish line yesterday, Rupp was greeted by his twins, Emmy and Grayson, and his wife, Kira.
When I saw my family, my wife and my kids, they give so much for me to be able to do what I love. My wife is literally, she's given up her life to support me. And it's a real emotional thing. You know, you put so much into this one race, and to see them at the finish line, to see them happy, you know, it means the world to me.
Rupp won the men's race by nearly 30 seconds, but the winner in the women's marathon in Chicago was even more dominating. Tirunesh Dibaba of Ethiopia finished almost 2 minutes ahead of the second-place finisher. But 26-year-old American Jordan Hasse made a serious statement with her third-place finish. Running only her second marathon ever, Hasse recorded the fastest time ever by a U.S. woman in Chicago, 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 57 seconds. Joan Samuelson, winner of the first women's Olympic marathon way back in 1984, set the old course record in Chicago in 1985, before Hasse was even born.
I'm just so thankful for Joni. We have a very special relationship, and there's a big photo of me up at the Nike store downtown. It says one of my goals, which is to win an Olympic gold medal in the marathon, and she's holding a sign that says, "You will." And so I was thinking of that photo the last half. It's an honor to follow in her footsteps.
Familiar faces claim the men's and women's wheelchair races in Chicago. Switzerland's Marcel Hoog won for the second straight year, and American Tatiana McFadden capped a comeback from health issues to win for the 7th consecutive year. She had surgery earlier this year for blood clots, and after the race, she spoke to NBC in Chicago.
I feel amazing. It was really hard to come back since February with the clots, and I didn't think I was going to be able to come back marathoning this year, but crossing that finish line was pretty emotional and exciting, and couldn't ask for a better day and better weather.
Well, you had a lot of people. McFadden hopes to compete in the world's next big marathon in New York City on November 5th. That race will also mark the end of Meb Keflezighi's storied marathon career. The 42-year-old will run his 26th and final competitive marathon where it all started. Keflezighi ran his first ever marathon in New York City in 2002. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.